Good morning. Today is, Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia being held in the Commission Hearing Room at 1333 H Street Northwest. The time is 11:35 a.m. I'm Betty Ann Kane, the chairman of the commission. Seated to my right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort. Commissioner Willie L. Phillips is participating in this meeting via telephone. Good morning, Commissioner Phillips.
Good morning.
This meeting is being held pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010. The commission has scheduled this meeting to consider formal case matters that require commission action. The proposed agenda for today's meeting was posted in the commission's secretary's office and on the commission's website on Friday, May 22nd, and amended on Tuesday, May 26th. That amendment removed item number 3 regarding formal case number 1098 and added an item regarding TA-06-2. We also have an additional amendment to the agenda for today's meeting, which is in case TAC, Telecommunications Arbitration Case 2015-01. That is being added to today's agenda. Commissioner Fort and Commissioner Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the amended agenda?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Okay.
The chair votes yes, and the amended agenda is adopted. We have five items now on the agenda. The first is informal case number 982. In the matter of the investigation of Potomac Electric Power Company regarding interruption to electric energy service, this order grants PEPCO's motion for leave to eliminate reporting requirement in formal case 982 and removes the commission's prior directive contained in order number 15360 that PEPCO report quarterly on the testing of its customer callback notification feature. The second item is informal case 1090 in the matter of the investigation into the reliability of Verizon Washington, D.C.'s telecommunications infrastructure. This order grants in part, denies in part, and holds in abeyance in part the application of Verizon Washington, D.C. Incorporated for reconsideration of order number 17842. Denies Verizon Washington, D.C.'s motion to file reply and reply to the responses of the Office of the People's Counsel to the application of Verizon for reconsideration. Verizon shall provide monthly data from January 2012 through March 2014 presented in table format. That's monthly data with the underlying source data, one for the trouble clearance rate, and one for the repeat trouble rate within 30 days of today's order. The order also directs Verizon to file a report explaining the failures in May, June, and July 2014 within 30 days of the date of this order. And Verizon shall file responses to inquiries sought in the order within 30 days of the date of the order. Thereafter, parties have 15 days from the date of Verizon's filing to file comments, while reply comments would be due within 30 days of Verizon's filings. Item number 3 is in formal case number TA-06-2 in the matter of the application of Gateway Communication Services, Inc. to provide local telecommunications service in the District of Columbia. This order directs Gateway Communication Services, Inc. to file its annual revenue reports for fiscal years 2013, 2014, and 2015 within 15 days of the date of this order, along with an explanation for the company's failure to file each year's annual report that was due on April 15th since 2012 as required by 15 DCMR 1301.2 and 2707.1. And the commission also directs Gateway to show cause why its failure to comply with the Commission's annual reporting requirements, including the payment of annual assessments, should not subject it to a suspension or revocation of its CLEC certification or other adverse actions as described in DC Code 34-2002-H-L, and that is to be done, within 15 days of the date of the order. Item number 5 is consumer complaint number 9075176, Michael Sindrom versus Verizon Washington, D.C. Incorporated. This order dismisses complainant's second appeal and adopts the March 19, 2015 hearing officer decision. The fifth item, as I indicated, is in TAC 2015. This order directs Gateway Communications to meet with Commission staff on June 1st, 2015, and report on whether an agreement has been reached with Verizon DC concerning the dispute. If no agreement has been reached by close of business on June 1st, 2015, the stay is lifted, effective June 12th. And Gateway shall then immediately following June 1st, on June 2nd, provide notice to its customers in the district, telephonic and in writing, that the stay has been lifted and effective on June 12th.